This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Good evening.
Good evening, Lon. Here's your ESPN Radio weather forecast brought to you by the Illini Inn. I don't know if you're hungry, but you're about to be. They have a great appetizer menu featuring cheese fries, mozzarella sticks, cheesy garlic bread, nachos, onion rings, beer, battered cheese curds.
Did you say beer?
I did.
Oh,
they also have that, too,
oh,
by
yeah.
itself.
Yeah.
Pizza, wings.
Mug club.
Yeah. I was there Saturday, so were you. Great spot to be.
Yes.
Now you got college hoops to watch there as well.
Nice.
Currently is 44 and dark.
Brian
but
Bosworth.
Clear. Yeah, good
Remember
call.
Him?
Yes. 33 tonight. Can you give me 33?
Larry Bird.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's too easy.
Tomorrow, 54 and partly sunny.
Urlacher.
Yep. Down to 30 Wednesday night.
Why can't I think of a 30? I don't know. Do you have a 30?
Steph Curry?
Steph Curry. Good call.
Thursday's high is 37.
Yeah.
No more snow, though. ESPN
right.
Radio.
37. I'm playing it. Okay, so I got somebody ripping on me about saying interesting and... What was the other one?
Interesting and in regards?
With regards.
With regards.
So my mom just said, you bobbed your head a lot on TV. And I'm like, man, everybody's ripping me today. I mean, when your mom steps in.
Currently you are or when
well,
you were on TV?
I was confused. I thought she was watching the YouTube. And I'm like, my mom's not watching the YouTube feed. I can't imagine she's that. I mean, she could do it, I guess. But and I said, so it, are you talking about the radio show? She's like, no, when you interviewed a coach or whomever, you always looked like you were agreeing with them and very polite on TV. Well, I was. I was always polite.
That's the engaging.
Yeah.
Now on the radio, you go with the sure's, the oh, yeah. But then when you have the mic.
Yeah. So I could.
Give the nod.
Yeah, it was a silent indication that I was listening to them. And but on the radio, they don't know that, so I have to give the sure. Right. That's exactly what it is. I just can't stand silence either. All right, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to have Austin call Mikey.
Dude, I was just about to point to you. Silently.
So,
sure, yeah.
Why don't you tell us what we're going to do this hour, and I'm going to call Mikey real quick. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here
well,
we go.
We got to get to some of these other games in the college hoops slate. Duke and Kansas about to tip here at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock, part of the Champions Classic. And then also later on, Michigan State and Kentucky.
Right.
That should be a good one. Going to get a chance to see Khalil Whitney make his debut with Kentucky. Michigan
oh,
State.
Forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Michigan State without Josh Langford. Can Cassius Winston be enough for them? I know they have some other pieces. Xavier Tillman, Aaron Henry. A lot of people picking them to win the national title. And also,
right.
interested to see what Wisconsin does against St. Mary's. It's a ranked St. Mary's team brought back. I think 7 or 8 of their top 9 scorers. And that game is played in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Wow.
My recommendation, I know this isn't Trev's ticket day, but
yeah.
fade Wisconsin has kind of been my advice throughout
really?
The offseason. We'll see if it pays off.
Okay. We're calling Mikey on the air. That's what I'm going to do. Oh, it's busy.
He hung up.
I think I'm doing it wrong. Here we go. Let's try this on the air. You want to?
Why not?
Am I doing it right? There we go. Okay. This is exciting. Don't be listening to see what number he is either. Can they get that?
I don't think you can.
I don't think I'm doing it right. It's ringing. Let's see. Let's see if he answers. Where's Hans D at when you need him?
Flying planes?
Yeah.
Hello?
Mikey?
Yes.
Lante, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
we're calling you on the air because Hans D decided not to be here, and then we forgot to call you at the break. I apologize. That's Lon and Derek.
Oh, no, it's all good. I was wondering what was going on. I was waiting for the phone call.
He's like, what? Are they? They're forgetting about me now. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
All right, Mikey Dudek, former Illini wide receiver, freshman All-American. Follow him on Twitter, at MDFlash_7. Mikey, Illinois basketball begins tonight. What was that like when, you know, obviously you guys are the revenue sports with football and basketball. What was it like when basketball started for the football team? You guys, of course, right in the middle of your season, when that would happen, or near the end, I guess, of your season. But was there a little bit of excitement, too, from that? Because you probably knew those guys, right?
Yeah, no, it was always super exciting. You know, I'm a big basketball fan, so I would always try to get to as many of those games as I could. And that speaks for a lot of guys on the team. We're very supportive of one another in terms of all sports. You know, we all eat together. We all have study tables together. So we're around each other all the time. And, you know, you want to see success and you want to support everybody. So just, you know, as student athletes, you try to get out to as many events as you can. And basketball is definitely a very popular sport amongst all people, especially student athletes.
Yeah, and I know volleyball you guys were a big fan of, and I'm sure golf, if, of course, Mikey's got the hole in one. But I'm sure golf, if they ever played around here, you guys would have been out for that. But nobody understands the pressure like you guys, right? I mean, you know, you talk about truly peers that, you know, guys, either whether you're out, you know, catching, you know, passes on a football field, or you're out shooting threes on a basketball court, or you're spiking balls in volleyball, et cetera, you go on down the list. I mean, nobody quite understands the pressure, and not just the pressure, but how hard it is to get your studies done and all of this like you guys. So it's probably pretty interesting the conversations you guys can have with regards to that.
Yeah, you know, you hit it on the head. There's definitely a lot of pressure being a student athlete, and I think a lot of it comes because, you know, you want to do well. It's internal motivation that you want to do well, and, you know, you put that pressure on yourself to try to put as much hours in as you can off the field as you do on the field in terms of, you know, prepping for your game. But then when you throw in school, I mean, that's, you're taking, you know, 20-hour class weeks. It's, you know, it becomes a full-time job and then some. So there's definitely a lot of relation and respect amongst all of the student athletes, especially at the University of Illinois.
Mike, you on to the Illinois football, which we're all excited to talk about.
Heck yes.
During that four-game win streak, I got to admit, if we would have called you live on air, I was afraid we'd go to your voicemail. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it anymore. But now they've reeled off three in a row. Of course, Wisconsin, Purdue, and Rutgers, 38-10 this past Saturday. You're finding them on bowl projections, and we've sat this week and talked about which one Lon wants to see.
Yeah. Music City, Nashville, baby.
Sounds good. What has that been like to see, and what have you noticed, and just how crazy is it that they're now in this position?
It's pretty crazy. You know, I heard Coach Lovie Smith talk about, you know, being relevant in November and how important that is. And, you know, for the first time in a while, you can say that, you know, I know we're not undefeated and chasing a national championship, but in terms of relevancy, this team has definitely taken – huge strides compared to where we've been in the past, especially in the month of November, where it's, you know, crunch time and people are doing all they can to get that extra game. It's, you almost look at it like the playoffs, you know, especially for the Illini. You know, you win, you get another game. So I know they're using that as some motivation, but just, you know, as a fan this time around, although I don't really feel like a fan, I still feel so a part of the team, although I'm not on the team. It's really cool to see. You know, I know, I mean, I've been there. I've been with those guys, the 6 a.m. wake ups, you know, in the off season, going, putting in that work. You work out for 9 straight months before you're rewarded with a game. And then when you start losing all these games and then you stack years and years of just losing after putting in all this work, you know, it takes a toll on not only physically, but mentally. So, just having all that hard work pay off for those guys, I'm extremely proud of them.
Mikey, we did a segment yesterday trying to figure out what has changed. What's been the number one thing that has led to this winning streak, this turnaround? And I want to ask you, in your opinion, what has been the catalyst for this win streak and getting on the right track?
You know, it's tough to say. You know, obviously there's a lot of things that go into play. In my opinion, you know, from a mental standpoint, I think it's just belief. You know, those guys, in the past, we didn't know how to win. As weird as that might sound to some people, that really is a real thing. You know, when you get punched in the face, how are you going to react? And, you know, we had never done that. We had never came out, you know, victorious. And And I think the big turning point, although we didn't win the game, was that third quarter against Michigan where, and going into the fourth quarter where we rattled off, I think, 25 straight points on Michigan, who I believe was a top 10, top 15 at the time. So that, you know, showed those guys and installed something in them that, okay, you know, we can do this. And then, you know, everybody knows what happened the next week. They came out and they played four quarters of football and, you know, knocked off number six Wisconsin. So, you know, football in any sport, it's, you know, 80-90% mental. And once you can figure out the mental aspect of it, you know, the sky's the limit. And I don't think this team is quite there yet. And I'm sure all of them would say the same thing. You know, we're just scratching the surface right now. But, yeah, from a mental standpoint, I think, you know, some flip switched amongst all of them. And, you know, they're really playing for each other right now. And, you know, like you said, three wins in a row is pretty incredible for our program.
Mikey Dudek at MDFlash_7. That's how you get in touch with him on Twitter. It's not that easy to just force fumbles and make grab interceptions and especially score touchdowns. This defense makes it, they don't make it look easy, but this is ridiculous, Mikey, that every week it's like, well, here they are. They're ranked number one in the country and they go out and all they do is, you know, three turnovers, two touchdowns. I don't know what they'll do against Michigan State, but it's not that easy to do. How are they doing this?
You know, it's strange because it's wild to me to see, you know, all of this happening. But, you know, when Coach Smith got here from day one, he preached turnovers or takeaways, as he would say. And he put up a little ball in our team room. I'm not sure if any of you have seen it. I don't even know if they moved it to the new facility.
I saw it when it first started. Ball. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a ball that, you know, hangs on the wall. And every time a defender came into the meeting room, they had to punch the ball like they were knocking it out of someone's hand. And they've been doing that for 3-4 years. And I'm like, all right, like, is this really helping? And I don't know if that is the why, you know, we're causing so many turnovers. But just, you know, every day, just, you know, coach is just preaching, you know, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball. And you guys will even see, I don't know if you noticed this, but even when there's like an incomplete pass or something, there's still guys running after the ball.
Right.
It's something installed in their brains that, you know, the ball is the most important thing out there. Do whatever you can to get it. And, like you said, we're number one in takeaways in the country in forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, you know, top 10 in a bunch of other statistical categories. So it's, you know, it's exciting, especially since, you know, the first half of our season, our defense, right, other than the turnovers, you know, they weren't playing extremely well. I would like to see our, you know, yards per game difference between the first six games, you know, average,
right,
and then these last three. It's been a huge step up for the defense, and that has propelled the offense, too, in certain aspects of it. You know, just getting turnovers, changing the momentum of the game. You know, the short field with Coach Rod Smith's offense, that's what they live on. You know, the big plays. You guys saw Brandon Peters run for like 60 yards and a bomb to Bebe. And it's just, you know, things are starting to click and they're clicking at the right time.
I was going to ask you next, Mikey, about that offense. I know we talked a little bit about Peters. Didn't have huge numbers in the upset of Wisconsin. And then who would have had big numbers at Purdue? That was crazy with the rain and the conditions there. And then he comes out, throws a couple of touchdowns, has a nice run against Rutgers. But are you still okay with what this offense is doing? Because now you've got to go on the road a couple of times and face a Michigan State team that – coming into the season was really regarded for their defense, and I think it's still a good defense. And then, of course, Iowa after a bye week, which I want to ask you about that bye week and the timing of it. But are you still comfortable with this offense, the fact that you've got a couple of, you know, guys in Corbin and Dre that are running hard and Peter seems to be making the big passes when he needs to? Or would you still like to see a little bit more out of it as they get ready to go to on two road games?
Yeah, you know, anytime you play on the road, it's going to be a lot different. You know, obviously you have the crowd cheering against you versus cheering for you, and they're going to get loud on third downs. And it just makes everything a lot more difficult, especially when, you know, we signal everything in, there's no huddling. So, it definitely, you know, creates a lot more distractions out there. So It'll be anxious to see what this offense can do, you know, in this back stretch, these last three games that they have. But, yeah, you know, I would like to see more out of our offense. We talk about turnovers and getting the short field. You know, we haven't really done much with that short field in terms of, you know, big play action. You know, we get a big run here and there, and then it always seems like we have a penalty or, you know, a drop pass or something that just derails the drive. So what I want to look forward to this weekend is, you know, after that turnover, how does our offense respond with that momentum? Can we put a, you know, an eight-play drive together where we're just marching down the field, or can we, you know, take that one shot and really put the dagger in them? So, yeah, you know, Brandon's doing a great job running this offense, and we'll see this weekend. You know, it's like you said, it's a tough Michigan State team. I know they have a couple guys out. But yeah, you know, I think it'll be good for us to get some action this weekend.
Mike, in your experience, are there any keys or points of emphasis as an offense going on the road? We need to score early. We need to take some, maybe take some gambles to get on the board. Is there anything like that? You know, you're on the road and trying to get some momentum or anything when you're playing away from home.
You know, every coach, I think I had four offensive coordinators, so, you know, they're all different. All their schemes are different in terms of what they want to do. But yeah, you know, you always want to get on the board first if you can, but you also don't want to play outside of your game. And I don't, especially, you know, Coach Lovie Smith, he won't allow that. You know, we stick to what we do and, you know, we try to do it better than the other team. So, you know, this weekend, I don't think, you know, they'll see anything out of the ordinary. Right out the gate, but you know, you never know, you know, with Coach Rod Smith play calling, they could take some shots early, but you know, I don't think they will.
The bye week is coming up, of course, after this Michigan State game. And for many, you know, it's like, well, why is it so late in the season, et cetera. But it seems like it could fall at a perfect time here. You played Rutgers. Mm-hmm. I think you were able to kind of rest Wally and maybe a couple of guys. Now you got Michigan State on the road. Then you'd have a bye week to then prepare for Iowa for a couple of weeks. Are you okay with where that lands? And then what will the team do with that 2 weeks between Michigan State and Iowa? Do you just get away from football for 3 or 4 days and just relax the body and relax the mind? Or do you use that time to really gear up for Iowa, knowing it's such a big game?
Yeah. No, I think this bye week will come at a good time for us. You know, like you said, we'll have two games after the bye week going into a really good Iowa team. So it'll be nice to have our guys, you know, well-rested going into that one. But just the bye week, honestly, it's not as much relaxing as you would think it is. I mean, you have the weekend off, which is nice. And sometimes, I'm not sure if Coach still does this, but he'll let us out. You know, we'll be done Thursday, so guys that are close to home and don't have class Friday can get out of there early and you know, drive home for the nice long weekend. But in terms of, you know, the actual week of practice, I know in the past we've used this for the younger guys. Give the starters, you know, the starters may take a couple reps here and there, but it's more of a developmental week for the guys that haven't played much. But they'll still be going over, you know, a little bit of Iowa stuff. And then once you come back, that's when you get back to your normal week routine. But, it'll definitely be better on the guys' legs this week that play a lot.
Good stuff, man. Informative. Mikey Dudek, when you would head home, what were you asking for dinner?
There's two pizza places by my house that I love. One is Lou Malnati's. I'm sure you guys have all heard of that.
Yeah.
And then the other one is called Traverso's. It's a family restaurant in Naperville. I've been going there since I was probably 6 years old. My dad used to take me there after football practice.
I love it.
A couple times a week to get pizza. So whenever I come home, my mom or dad usually have one of those two waiting for me.
There's nothing wrong with that. Home cooked food is awesome, but everybody's got that pizza place back home that you miss, and there's no doubt about it. Anything stand out about East Lansing Spartan Stadium? Were you able to play there in your career, and anything stand out about that stadium, et cetera?
No, you know, I actually never played there.
Really?
I don't think we ever had an away game in my 5 years there, but I know they came to us once, But, you know, it's a road game. It's a Big Ten road game. I know they're going to be fired up because they're going to want to, you know, knock us off our tracks. So I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere. I haven't heard much about their stadium. I don't think it's up there with, like, a Michigan or Ohio State. But it'll definitely be extremely tough to play in.
I actually went there one time when I worked at WAND, and they had a trailer that we did the post game in. It was kind of weird. I mean, it's a nice stadium, you know, and you're right. Fans are right on top of you. But after the game, I think we won that game. I was with Ron Turner and crew. And you went into this little trailer, and I'm like, well, this is kind of cheap. So I assume they've changed that. I assume they've changed that. Okay, one last question, Mikey Dudek. Illinois right now, as it stands, it's 14.5-point underdogs in this thing. This is a team that's won three straight games against a Michigan State team that hasn't exactly set the world on fire. What would you, and I know you guys probably, you got so many things on your mind. That's the last thing you worry about are odds and that kind of stuff. But if you're a player on this team, do you look at that and just say, man, there is zero respect for us?
Yeah, 100%. And I know something I think about when you bring that up is when we played Western Kentucky in 2017, we were like, they came to us and it was a night game and we were like 8.5-point underdogs to Western Kentucky and we ended up beating them by like 15 or something. So we, you know, me being a leader on that team, we actually spoke about that.
Awesome.
You know, we told the guys, look, they don't respect us. Like, let's go out here and show them what we're really made of. So I'm sure, you know, I don't think Coach Smith is harping on it too much, but you know, I'm sure there is some chatter in the locker room about that. Just, you know, a respect thing. And because honestly, I think that's pretty BS to make us that much of an underdog considering what we've done. And Michigan State hasn't really proved anything.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of guys. I saw that one of their receivers is out too, an old lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And then that linebacker is out too. So, you know, I think, you know, we're going to put it to them and come out of there with a win.
I love it. Mikey Dudek, do you still go to the pizza place and just charge it to your dad?
I do go to the pizza place, but if I go by myself, I'll pay for it. But, you know, I'm always asking my mom or dad if they want to come with me, because then, you know, their card will come out.
That is something that all kids have perfected and something that you should not feel bad about, because that's just your role as an adult. I'm getting ready to do that when I go see Lucas and Tempe. I guarantee you he's not paying for anything. I could promise you that.
Yeah.
So, that's hilarious. Mikey Dudek, let's get another one this week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday, my friend.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, buddy. Mikey Dudek, we stunned him, calling him on the air. That's interesting with the point total. I thought of that, and I can't imagine that these guys really – but why wouldn't they know that, right? I mean, they don't obviously bet on the games, but you would know if you look at it and all of a sudden they're like, hey, by the way, did you guys hear we're two touchdowns and a point underdogs in this game? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure you could use that. I was surprised that he said they did sometimes.
Someone's paying attention to that.
Yes.
And if it's not a player, it might be a coach who might
staff
pass it along.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, hey, your false start in practice. Hey, that's not going to help to our 14.5-point spread that's probably why.
I like it.
But none of this team needs additional motivation.
No.
They're starting to talk about bowl games. I know that Lovie Smith brought up that for the first time they're talking about bowls, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Well,
when you're 2-4, you don't have a reason to.
Well, that's a good point. That's a great point. And now you're 5-4. And this is an exciting game this weekend. I know a lot of buddies. I'm already making plans trying to figure out where to watch this thing. I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah.
That Illinois is in a big game in November and a chance to become bowl eligible. And it's a road game, whereas after week three, after the Eastern Michigan game at home, if you would have told me, you know, oh, you're getting ready to go to Michigan State, I would have been like, well, you got no chance. And even back then, not knowing that their offense isn't that good, now I cannot wait for Saturday to get here. I just can't wait. And I know for a lot of people, they can't wait for 7:00 to get here, because it is tip-off for Illinois, the official tip to the college basketball season. When we come back, we'll get you ready for Nicholls State. We're going to kind of, what do you need to see tonight? I want to ask Derek that. Plus, when we come back, we'll hear from Brad Underwood and Trent Frazier getting you ready. It is The Drive.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Tonight is the night. It's when the debate really rages, when only one fan base is truly happy and the rest feel like that college football playoff selection committee has it out for their team. The first CFP rankings come out on ESPN sometime between Champions Classic games at Madison Square Garden. We're talking that 9:15, maybe closer to 9:30 Eastern range. I can tell you where I think the biggest source of controversy will rage. First off, knowing the committee uses a combination of eye test, strength of schedule, and absolutely resume, who you beat, where you beat them, all that, I have zero doubt LSU will be number one. I think Ohio State is two, good resume, unbeatable eye test. Three is where we will have debate, the old best versus most deserving. And here's where you get into the fact that Alabama and Clemson really don't have any big wins on the schedule. Thus, I think Penn State will be three because of wins at Iowa and against Michigan. Alabama four because they've been more dominant over their soft schedule than Clemson has. Clemson at five and one loss Georgia at six. But I expect Alabama fans and Clemson fans to be angry this evening, though at this point, it really means nothing. In 60 seconds, can we get this in football?
Whether you're on the construction site or in the office managing properties, Lowe's saves pros of all trades on what you need to get the job done right. Power through the job for $150 less with a Bosch 10-inch 15-amp table saw featuring a carbide tip blade, now just $449. And load up on appliance savings with up to 40% off select appliance special values. For even more ways Lowe's can save your business money, stop in and meet your dedicated pro team today. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 12-5, Bosch offer valid through 11-13, U.S. only.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, all while saving precious time and money. And you can save even more with our great deals, like 5 quarts of Pennzoil high-mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I know you probably aren't ready for this yet. You're busy dealing with how the Packers score 11 points and lose to the Chargers and how the Niners are still undefeated and Lamar Jackson is proving all of us wrong, not to mention a feline making his or her debut on Monday Night Football and all the college football playoff rankings. But tonight at Madison Square Garden, good basketball will be played. You got a matchup of numbers 3 and 4, Duke and Kansas, followed by a matchup of numbers 1 and 2, Michigan State and Kentucky. Again, I get it. To most of us, college hoops doesn't start until January, but tonight is special. I mean, imagine if football gave us this on opening day. Yes, I get it. That's not how football scheduling works, but I can dream. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Introducing the $1 yoga deal.
Breathe in. And I'ma see you later.
Or get a real deal at McDonald's. Introducing the buy one, get one for a dollar deal. Buy one of your faves and pick another for just an extra buck. Choose from the Big Mac, filet of fish, quarter pounder with cheese, or 10-piece chicken McNuggets. But you better stop by McDonald's today because this deal is only around for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any offers or combo meal.
Randy Graham on Curtis Orchard's honey.
We won a few years ago the best tasting honey in the world, which we see as a win for Illinois and the whole region. The honey is fantastic.
Thanks in part to your daughter, Rachel.
She's also worked with Maggie Walker locally, who's an expert beekeeper, and they've done some federal grant projects. And in fact, for our tours this year, we've added an observation hive, which is basically an indoor hive sheltered in glass where people can observe it.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall. Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
The Drive, Lante, Derek Piper, no Trevor this week. Hans D had to set up a flight.
That's what he said.
Do you trust him?
No, I was going to text him back and say, Hans, when people ask how much you care about the success of this show,
yeah,
do you want us to say none at all, or do you want us to lie?
I like that. I just texted back with Bush League.
I saw that.
I you know, whatever, Hans, preparing for your future. Whatever. We've made him a cult figure.
Yeah, he's very popular.
He's extremely popular in Champaign-Urbana and the whole area. I get asked all the time, not about you, not about me, I don't get asked about me because they know me. I don't get asked about Jeremy. Nobody. It's Hans. Like, what's that Hans dude like?
Yeah, not our guests.
Nope. They don't care about anything but Hans.
Yep.
And then today, just so you listeners understand, today he decided to put his future ahead of the radio show and plan a flight. The least he could do is text you and I and tell us what flight he planned. Is it a cross-country flight all the way to Terre Haute? Still blown away by that.
I know, that's funny.
Oh, we love the kid, so I'm glad. I'm glad to see. I mean, he's going to be a major pilot one day. He's going to be flying me somewhere, and you're going to come on and be like, I'm the pilot, Hans D, and I'm going to be like, yes! That's awesome.
In the meantime, there'll be consequences, though.
Yes, there will. Absolutely. All right, let's get to Underwood and Trent. You had a chance to visit with both and Io yesterday. We heard from Io and Brad Underwood earlier in the show last hour, but we have more from Brad, and you know, this is a home opener. Shouldn't be much of a game, we don't think, against Nicholls State, but it's still... it's an official game, and that always gives you a little bit of the butterflies to make sure you get off 1-0.
Yeah, for sure. And one thing you want to see carry over is Trent's play. And he's shot the lights out in practice. He was great against South Carolina in the scrimmage, as far as I heard. And other than some foul trouble, played great in that game against Lewis. And Underwood actually talked about that yesterday with his confidence and how, as a savvy veteran, now he's making things easier. So that's Underwood 5, Lon.
It's unbelievable. He graded out defensively, 0 points against, which is almost impossible to do. He makes so many things easy because of experience and understanding. Defensively, he's hardly ever in the wrong position. Offensively, he's playing with tremendous confidence. He's running the floor every single time when he's not playing at the point. He has shot, knock on wood, he shot 52%. Today was our 26th practice from the three. He's just playing with tremendous confidence and like a savvy veteran. And, you know, he played 19 minutes the other night. He had the two silly fouls, but boy, everything else was just rock solid.
I agree. I was telling you, I sat high at the State Farm Center for that Lewis game, and it's a unique perspective of staring straight down essentially at the guys when they shoot, and you just notice how Trent just flips that wrist, and it's so smooth, and the next thing you see is the net.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I like seeing that. I like seeing that. All right, I know this next one, this is about starting lineups. We all worry about who starts, don't we?
We do, yeah. And Underwood was asked, do you want to keep Felice in that role? And Underwood said after the game against Lewis, he's like, I just have a hard time turning and seeing him on my bench. So is that something you want to continue to do? He said he's still thinking about it a little bit.
I think there's some scouting stuff that's out there that teams have to deal with that group on the court. I think they can pose some matchup problems. I'm going to keep prodding them to do more. I need those three guys to continue to do more. There can't be a gap. There can't be a weakness. And yet there's something a little bit different when they're not in there. I'm still weighing that. I don't know. It didn't play a ton of minutes together, in particular because of Trent's foul problems. But, I think they played 62% of the time, I think, was the number. And that will probably go up a little bit. But again, you know, DeMonte gives us something. Allen gives us something a little different. Kipper, when we slide him over, gives us something different. So it gives me some nice options. We'll see. Matchups will have something to do with it, too.
I personally like Felice coming off the bench. Even though I want him in the game, he almost gives you that little off the bench kind of.
I agree. I've all offseason talked about assuming that was going to be the case, but also right. I like the punch that he provides.
Boom.
But, you know, if you're able to get your five best players on the floor to start the game and you're able to get out ahead and start the game how you want, I understand that too.
Get the mo. All right, Trent Frazier. Yes, I had a chance to talk to Trent.
Yeah, he talked about what he wants to see tonight. We're going to talk about that after the break as well personally, but this is what Trent wants to be able to accomplish tonight.
The biggest thing for us right now is trying to figure out, you know, how to be more, you know, smooth on offense. Right now, I think we're kind of, you know, holding back a little bit. We're not as aggressive because we don't know, like, who to pass the ball to sometimes. But I think that's our biggest thing right now. You know, we got to hold them back and be more aggressive on offense. You know, just flow better on offense and be, you know, just compete.
That is Trent Frazier. Hey, we're all ready. We're all ready to get this thing going. I know these guys are. It was a nice test against Lewis. Now you got a chance to look up and be 1-0. And that's always an important thing to get rolling for a season. All right, when we come back, what do we need to see tonight? I'm going to let Derek attack that. A couple of you have texted in about the defense and kind of the pack line defense, and it makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to read a couple of texts on that. And what do we need to see tonight for the Illinois basketball home opener? We all can't wait. It is the drive.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for the 3 or 4 loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenich, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. With just one application and one credit pull, I shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation, so you don't have to. And because I have more options, I have a greater approval percentage. At Molitor Financial, all we do is mortgages, so we can close our loans in 30 days or less, even the government loans. Call me today at 217-714-0883.
And MLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
This is a cat.
cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7272. That's promo code 7272 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Wow! I got a cup, a koozie, a stress ball, a shirt, a bunch of pens, a stack of pencils, even an umbrella, all with different businesses on them. This is such a good day. I love swag from these conferences.
It might be 12 different businesses on those swag items, but more than likely, it's one source of printing for those. Minuteman Press. They take your logo and put it on various items, and it's a great way for your name to be in the public conscience. Give them a try. If you own a business or you're hosting an event, head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
Ready to change jobs where you're working is putting your feet to sleep or maybe not letting your feet sleep at all? You have integrity, you're hungry to grow, you believe good things happen? I'd love to talk to you. Hey, it's Stevie J. As an equal opportunity employer, we have a rare opening for a senior account executive. Comes with the best list of clients ever. Also comes with a great benefit package. If you have integrity, you're hungry to succeed at a high level, you have a positive outlook on life, you have a little sales experience, love to talk to you. Simply send an email to me, stevie@sjbroadcasting.com. Again, it's stevie@sjbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of StrengthFinder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Hey, Illini fans. Game Day Spirit's the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, and they have all you need to get geared up and show your support for your favorite team. Whether you're looking for new outerwear to take on the cold, stylish gear to wear to a game, or a gift from the diehard Illini fan in your life, Game Day Spirit has you covered. Game Day Spirit's every Illini fan's one-stop shop with stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Come in and see what's new. Go Illini!
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center. What's the most important part of working out?
Reps, sets, intensity, duration. These are all important factors, but I believe the most important factor is form. If you are doing the exercise wrong, nothing else matters. And in fact, you may even be putting yourself at risk for injuries. So perfect your form first, because form is always king.
Do you have a question for a physical therapist? Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Long Tay and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
That would be a great discussion, Derek. We're going to do that one day.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, so Duke plays Kansas. Michigan State plays Kentucky tonight. Those four teams always play in this college basketball tip-off thing. And I asked you, we're not going to talk about it now, but...
They're 1-4 in the rankings. Michigan State 1, Kentucky 2, Kansas 3, Duke 4.
So my question to you, and it got us started, and we don't want to talk about this now. We're going to save this for another day, but... And Warner and Austin, you better not steal this. But how good will these teams be when they're... respective coach is gone. So when Krzyzewski leaves, Izzo leaves, Calipari leaves, Self leaves. And, you know, like Kentucky, Kansas, they're the traditional Blue Bloods. They've been good for so long. Are they the ones that survive? And I know those four are not going to go anywhere. I mean, they're all going to be good programs. But can Michigan State stay like this, right? Can they, or will they fall back into more of, you know, like a top 20 team instead of a top 10? Duke, like you said, has been branded by ESPN, has
Nike.
It's just Duke. Yeah, yeah. So you'd think that whoever they hire would survive, but that's for another day. All right. So we talked earlier about Illinois' defense, how it was different against Lewis the other night, and on Monday I said, hey, just look different, and you talked about it. Somebody texted in here, is this Bill? Yeah, Bill said maybe the pack line is more viable now that they have enough bigs to rebound missed shots. That makes sense. And then a 217 said, interesting comments from Io about the D. I think Underwood's changing the defense this year because last year we're forced to play Aaron at the four, Jordan, for large chunks of the game, which was unfair to him. We knew our best bet was stopping the opponents, not let him get the post touches. This year with Georgie and Kofi in the post, we don't have to go psycho with the denials because the opponents getting a post touch doesn't immediately put us at a huge disadvantage. That's a great, he says, just my 2 cents. Those are two, I like those. I like the thought to that on both of those. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it makes sense. And again, you go back to Oklahoma State in midseason, Underwood changed the pack line. And we'll have to see over the course of these first couple games how drastic a change is
right.
It. Are there certain instances where he goes full pressure deny, gamble in the passing lane, try to get some turnovers, and then sit back into more of a stop the drives and everything. So I just think some of those make a lot of sense as far as the post. The interior defense is much better, so why spread it out so much? And then also you got to do something different when Kofi's on the floor.
Yeah.
Because he's not guarding ball screens like Georgie was. He's not that mobile 30 feet from the basket.
Maybe he's playing coy here, too. And he knows against Lewis and Nichols State, you can pretty much play this way. And then all of a sudden against Grand Canyon and then maybe even Arizona, where Arizona's sitting there going, well, hold on a second. Illinois looks different on defense. And then the Arizona game comes around Sunday night, and it's in-your-face pressure. So who knows? Coaches always maybe do those things.
Well, being able to vary it up. Has an advantage, and of course, huge. We've talked about that in football, too.
Yep.
Not just running cover two, but hey, cover two or whatever Lovey's been running recently has worked. So.
Yeah, I agree, and they're getting turnovers. All right, what do you need to see tonight in this Illinois-Nichols State game?
For me, it kind of course, defensively continuing to be solid there and develop an identity. Underwood talked about that. I'm looking at Georgie yet again. I'd really like to see him get some confidence and be in a comfort zone. He made some plays in the Lewis game that just were uncharacteristic. He traveled 2 times in a row, forced a couple of passes, had a bad miss on he came around on the 2-man game and threw it off the backboard high, and that was just an ugly miss. Just get him going. I want to see the best Georgie going against Grand Canyon and Arizona. I think that's very, very important. Of course, Io, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not too worried about Io.
No.
I think yesterday he was not in the best of moods talking to us. I think he's kind of, he's ready to show that, that was just one game and you don't need to drop him any mock drafts.
Right, exactly. It's funny because for me, I'd like to see him knock down threes.
Yeah.
Free throws would be nice. But just the outside shooting, I want to see that become consistent because they're going to need that. But I was also going to mention Io, and then I thought, I'm not worried about Io. I am worried about Alan Griffin only because of this. We saw this kid make such a leap, and it gets you in your mind, especially with Tev not there, right? Because we always put those two on the same – they're kind of the same level, right? They're not the same player.
Came in the same class.
Yeah, same class. They both – kind of have a chance to earn playing time over each other. And we see Allen make this big leap, and you saw it in practice. I heard it from guys like you reading Illini Inquirer. Then he goes to Italy, and he's, he's a rebounding fool. He's scoring points. And then all of a sudden, he was just kind of like, meh, the other night against Lewis. Now, again, I'm not taking much from one game, an exhibition game. But I want... If anybody on this team that I worry about with confidence, it's Allen. And I don't know why. I don't know the young man. He probably has no issues with confidence at all. But I don't see Felice having a bad game and then that staying with him for 3 or 4. I don't see Io having a bad game and that staying with him. As you said, he just gets ticked off maybe. Georgie, it'll be interesting to see that tonight. I don't see Georgie, going into this game tonight saying, oh my gosh, I really need to get a good game here or I'm not going to be very good. I don't think Allen thinks like that. But I would love to see him kind of show what he's shown through practice and in Italy so that we as the fans, can kind of look at that and say, oh, man, he's going to be a huge part of this team.
That's a great point because I think you don't want any reason for Allen to sit there and be like, well, maybe I didn't figure out this offseason.
Good call.
Maybe all the great plays I made in practice are just practice and I got to have a mental hump to get over to do it in the game. And, yeah, I think that we are going to expect to see him make plays on the glass, hit threes as well, because you need other guys other than Trent and Io to be able to hit those and knock those down.
It's funny. We're sitting here going full bore on Nichols State. But I'll tell you right now, it's something I've wanted to do for years.
Yeah.
I want to go full bore on Illinois-Michigan State in football. I want to do it full time on Illinois-Nichols State. Yes, it's only Nichols State. That's what we want. We want a program or programs that are winning to the point where the next game matters so much that we dissect it to the point where you, the listeners, say, really? Are we really worried about Alan Griffin after one game, Lon? And that's fair to say that. But that's what we want, right? We want to be able to break these down. We want a bold team on the football side. I want a top 25 basketball team here soon. That's not why we get paid, but man, it makes our job a lot better.
Yeah, it makes it better for the listeners as well. Amen. And it could be a lot of fun. It could be a lot of fun the next couple of weeks for Illinois football, having something to play for, and Illinois basketball getting heated up real quick.
Yes. Somebody at 630 said Northwestern's favorite over Purdue, and they are. It's like a 2-point favorite in football at Northwestern against Purdue. I'm not interested in watching that game. I don't care about that game. All right, Rob and Champagne, have fun today at that game. It was great to hear from Underwood, Iowa, and Trent. Thanks for putting that together. And, of course, Mikey Dudek joins us every Tuesday during college football season. Well, we'll have Illinois basketball to talk about tomorrow, and we have a reporter from the Arizona Republic talking Grand Canyon tomorrow. So Derek set that up today. Big show tomorrow. Can't wait to talk about it tonight. And, Derek, you'll have to be the eyes. I've got practice tonight, so I'm not going to be able to watch this game. So I'm going to count on you tomorrow to fill me in on how Illinois looked and how they did. All right.
Done.
We will talk to everybody tomorrow. It is The Drive. Me, there's all these different TVs out there, and I get so confused. Right now, there's a Sony 4K. Andy, my buddy from Premier Sound, is right next to me. How you doing, my friend?
Lante, what's happening tonight? How you doing, buddy?
God, great. What is the 4K? What is the Sony? I know I've got to have it, and you've got it for cheap, but what do I need it for?
Absolutely, buddy. We sell every single Sony product under the sun. We can get you Sony TVs, Sony receivers, Sony soundbars. We can do it all for you. But the greatest thing about Sony 4K, obviously, most of you have 1080p or standard high-definition televisions that we've seen for years and years and years. Well, now there's 4K, four times the resolution. They start at 32-inch, jump up to 40, 43, 50, 55. We go all the way up to an 85-inch Sony 4K TV that are under $3,000.
Wow.
That's for the 85-inch. We have a fantastic 65-inch at around $999. You got to come into Premier Sound if you're interested in a Sony 4K TV. You'll love it. I mean it. You got to come in and see them, Rob.
That's why I trust you.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
We've been waiting for this. The Black November sales. We've been nursing our old appliances along, but now's the time. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and right away we knew we were in the right place. They had a huge sale on GE, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, Electrolux. We picked out a GE convection range, but told the salesman we wanted to look around. Then he showed us all the other store's sales on their websites, and Dick Van Dyke's deal beat them all. We saved $140 compared to the big box lumberyard's Black November deal on our new stove. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during our Black November sale. We always beat every competitor's deal, and Black November is no exception. Dick Van Dyke will beat any competitor's Black November sale. Wow.
Flooring Surfaces wants to spruce up your home this holiday season, so our newly designed showroom is filled with fantastic flooring deals all season long. Carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and waterproof vinyl floors are all on sale. Burnt mahogany maple is on sale now for just $2.99 per square foot. Imported Italian porcelain is in stock and 40% off until Christmas. Nothing resists scratches like premium laminate, now just $1.99 per square foot. Carpet is soft and comfortable. Dozens of in-stock
Rock rolls are now 30% off list price. Flooring Surfaces brings premium floors from around the world to Central Illinois at a price you can afford. With expert advice, professional installation, free estimates, financing options, and a huge inventory of in-stock floor coverings, Flooring Surfaces is your first stop for flooring this holiday season. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
As a farmer, your bank account should adapt to your seasonal activities. FarmWise is a customized financial services suite of products for all farm sizes. Checking accounts earning 0.50 annual percentage yield, operating lines of credit, equipment loans, and mobile online services. Heck, you can transfer money to pay down a loan from the seat of your tractor or combine. Don't miss out on FarmWise, brought to you by Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank. Online at bankprospect.com, equal housing.